Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has come. Thank you for the stone the builders rejected. It's become the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he's marvelous to us. And so this is the day that you have made, a day where we can experience you and find you. And the path just gets brighter and brighter until full day. Bless this word to our body and our body to your purpose, to contain your thoughts and your attitudes and your ways this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read in Matthew 15 from verse 24 to 28. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And the woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. And he replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment.
Hallelujah. Isn't this beautiful? This is like Moses, you know. And the Lord says something, and then Moses says, hey, but they're your people, and if you kill them, yeah. You know, what will the people say? You took them out into the desert to kill them. And here this woman is amazing. I mean, you see her calling. Those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see her persisting. Lord, help. And the disciples saying they must keep her quiet. She doesn't stop. She persists.
And the persistence. Boldness.
And then the boldness, coming boldly to the throne of grace, coming boldly to the keys of the kingdom. She makes a request, you know, and she basically says, yes, the table of the Lord where all the goodness came, was available to Israel. And I mean, this comes from experience. Somehow she has been getting some of the crumbs from that table as she's not prepared. You where when you test it, and when something like this happens, God is bringing out that which she has received, and her having received, she has experienced something of the Lord, something of the sure mercies of David, and now she's motivated not just for herself but also for a daughter. So Jesus recommends us this girl powerfully, you know, woman, you have great faith. Amen. A great faith is all the things we've just said now, and knowing that the love is available for all there's a table prepared, and it's not just for the Jews, it's for everyone. And sadly, many of the Jews has rejected the goodness of the Lord that has come. But whosoever calls on him, whoever persists, draws close, and comes boldly to the throne of grace, finds grace and mercy for the time of need. And yeah, and the wonderful compassion here for a daughter, for others, that's also something that just shows that she has experienced the faith of the Lord, the goodness of God, and her request is granted. So such a blessing, such an encouragement, guys. Stand strong, draw close to your God, with faith, with goodness, with knowledge. And when you got the knowledge, put it into practice. Amen. He who hears my word and does it is like a wise man or woman building their house on the rock. So be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for the light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.